Good morning. We wish to welcome each and every one to the house of the Lord this morning. And we do so in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Redeemer. You may notice that in our beginning and our ending hymn has the word foundation in it. I want you to now, if you would, reach beside you and take your Book of Mormon and open it up to the gold leaflet, if you have one near you. And follow along as I read this to you, taken from the second chapter of the Book of Helaman, verses 74 and 75. When you find your spot, I'll begin. This is Helaman speaking to his boys when he said, "And now, my sons, remember that it is upon the rock of our Redeemer, who is Christ, the Son of God, that ye must build your foundation, that when the devil shall send forth his mighty winds, yea, his shafts in the whirlwind, yea, when all his hail and his mighty storm shall beat upon you, it shall have no power over you to drag you down to the gulf of misery and endless woe, because of the rock upon which ye are built, which is a sure foundation, a foundation whereon if men build, they cannot fall." What a blessing it is to be here this morning, brothers and sisters, in the house of the Lord, as we consider this wonderful, marvelous foundation that we can build upon. We greet you again in His name.
Thank you. Would you bow with me? Oh God, our great and merciful Heavenly Father, we are truly a joy to come here this day and this beautiful day you have provided for us with the warmth of the sun upon us and the warmth of the spirit of his blood close to us. Father, as we partake of this communion this day, I pray that our sins will be made white, that we will be able to come into his presence. And as the heavenly angels above circle about, may we give the praise, honor, and glory to his name, that we might be accounted as those that are the faithful. We look forward to the opportunity we have to revisit our covenant with thee, that we might always have thy spirit to be with us. And Father, I do pray that your spirit will attend us this morning and touch the hearts of all those that come, that they might be uplifted and strengthened in that spirit, and we might be a blessed nation, looking forward to the coming of our Lord and Savior. We ask these things in his blessed name, even Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amy and I, the past few years, have implemented something in our house to help our children learn about stewardship a little more. And they do chores around the house because that's what you do, being part of the family. But they also have chores to do, and if they do these chores, they get paid a commission or money. And if they don't, they don't get that. And they have three envelopes. They have a give, a save, and a spend envelope. And you think on the offering remarks here, I might talk about the give envelope. But I want to talk for a moment about the spend envelope. You see, when the girls first got this money in their spend envelope, they got $5, they wanted to go to the store right away and buy something. If it was $10, you know, they wanted to spend it right away. But it's been really neat to watch what has happened over the past year. They have quit. They don't want to spend that money now. They want to save it. And they have saved up quite a bit. And you might ask why I would bring this up today on the oblation remarks. You know, the oblation is to help those that are in need or distress that are less fortunate. And you know, if we don't practice this principle of saving, this stewardship, we won't have those funds to help those that are in need. So would you pray with me? Dear Heavenly Father, certainly it is good to be here this day, and thank you for all the blessings in our lives. You have blessed us each so much. We pray that you might be with those that give, and be with those that would give that can't. I pray that each one might give with a pure heart, not grudgingly, but with a cheerful heart, Lord. Help us in our stewardship, Lord. Help us both in this temporal stewardship and spiritual stewardship. Help us to learn those things you would have us to know in this stewardship. Bless those monies that are collected today. And Lord, we pray thy kingdom come. And this is our prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior, even Jesus the Christ. Amen.
I want to read from the 10th chapter of the book of John. And starting with verse 7. Then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheepfold. All that ever came before me, who testified not of me, are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. If I am the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. And the shepherd is not as a hireling, whose own the sheep are not, who seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep, and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth the sheep and scattereth them. For I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. But he who is a hireling fleeth, because he is a hireling, and careth not for the sheep. And as the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. Now Jesus is the shepherd, and not only is he the shepherd, but he's also the lamb. And we'll be getting into that, but we didn't come here today because we deserve to be here. It's not because we've been so good, but we come because Jesus went to the cross and he died for our sins and not for our righteousness. And it's because of our sins. Now, why would he die for our sins? I mean, who would want them? But our sins, they bring us in because of our sins. We go into bondage. And it's impossible for us to serve God when we are under the condemnation of sin. And so what Jesus did is he came and he went to the cross. And he died for our sins, that we might be free to commit more sin, no, but free to serve him, for we could not serve him if we were under the bondage of sin. And so Jesus came, and he takes our sins, that we might be free to follow after him, because no unclean thing can enter into the kingdom. And if we were unclean, then we would not be able to enjoy eternal life. So this frees us up to follow him and to serve him. Now I want to go to 2 Nephi and talk a little bit about Nephi, the third chapter. And Nephi had all these marvelous experiences. He went up on the mountaintop and the Lord showed him just about everything. And he was able to see all these wonderful things. And of course we have this in the third chapter about his experience. And not only did Nephi have this experience, but God was with him so many times. He preserved him when he went to get the brass plates from Laban. He kept him from his. He protected him when his brothers wanted to harm him. He helped him build a ship, and then when once again his brothers wanted to harm him, he helped him. He protected him and preserved him. And even when he broke his bow, the Lord preserved him. And Nephi recognizes this. And how good God has been to him. And he says, For my soul delights in the scriptures, and my heart ponders them and writes writes them for the learning and profit of my children. Behold, my soul delights in the things of the Lord, and my heart ponders continually upon the things which I have seen. And so, as good as God has been with him and all these many blessings, we would think that a person in his position would never commit another sin. But we know that this is not true. That even when we have these wonderful mountaintop experiences and have all these testimonies, we still commit sin. And Nephi addresses this and he says, "Never, for the great goodness of the Lord in showing me his great and marvelous works, my heart exclaims, O wretched man that I am, my heart sorrows because of my flesh. My heart grieves because of my iniquities. I am encompassed about because of the temptations and the sins which so easily beset me. And when I desire to rejoice, my heart groans because of my sins. Nevertheless, I know in whom I have trusted." And so, his heart sorrows because of his flesh. And his flesh, it's because of his flesh that he commits sins. And I want to call your mind to the time we had the Last Supper in the upper room. And after that, they went to Gethsemane. And Jesus desired to pray. And as he asked that Peter, James, and John go with him and be with him while he prayed. And he comes back in about an hour, and they were all asleep. And at that time, Jesus said, "The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. And it's because of this weakness of the flesh that we sin." And we got a great example of this with Peter, because let's see. "And then said Jesus unto them, All ye shall be offended because of me this night. For it is written, I will smite the shepherd, that the sheep of the flock shall be scattered abroad. But after I am risen again, I will go before you to Galilee. And Jesus and Peter answered and said unto him, Though all men shall be offended because of thee, I will never be offended." And in Luke, we have this this statement. Heaven and earth. Wait a minute, I'm on the wrong page. Okay, and he said unto them, Jesus is talking to Peter, and this gives a little bit more to this. And he said unto him, being aggrieved, this is Peter speaking to the Lord, "I am ready to go with you both into prison and into death." And the Lord said, "I tell you, Peter, that the cock shall not crow this day before you, before that you will thrice deny that you know me." And of course, you know, this at this time this would have been unimaginable to Peter. But you know that before the next morning came, the cock did crow thrice, or the cock did crow. And by that time, Peter had denied him three times. And not only did he deny him, but he did it with an oath and with cursing. He was vehement in his denial, not just a mild denial, but he was vehement. So here Peter had these wonderful intentions. He was going to go. He was going to go to prison, or he's going to die for his Lord. And yet before that night was over, he denied him. And this was not because his spirit wasn't willing. He wanted to stand with his Lord. He wanted to be with him and to stand up for him. But it was because of his weakness, because of his flesh, that he denied him. And so many times we start off with good intentions. We desire to serve the Lord. We want to be at our best. And yet before it's over, we do everything just the opposite of what we intended. And this is so true. So many times when that Spirit is working with us and we're having, and when we can feel the Spirit, it seems like at the drop of a hat, it seems like we can lose that Spirit and we can start having the wrong thoughts or saying the wrong things or doing the wrong things. And this is not because of the Spirit. This is because of our flesh and because of the weaknesses that we have. And it is because of our flesh that we are this way. Now our flesh is made from the dust of the earth. And what we desire with our flesh are the things of the flesh. Our homes, our cars, or we desire land, and we desire the pleasures of the world and all the things that the world has to offer. And this is what we desire from our flesh. But our spirits, they were made in heaven with God. And what our spirits desire are the things of God. And our spirits desire to be with Him. At the time of baptism, we are given the Holy Ghost. And this Holy Ghost gives us the strength to seek after the things of the Lord and to overcome the desires of the flesh. And so it's important that we come here today, that we might. We didn't come here to feed our flesh. We came here to feed our spirit. And that's what this ordinance is about. It's about giving us spiritual strength to overcome temptation, to overcome our sins, and overcome those desires which are not right. In Ether, we all know the scripture in Ether where it says that the Lord gives unto us weaknesses that we might be humble. And so, in some ways, while we don't like our sins, we don't want them, in many ways it's our weaknesses that keep us humble and right before God. It's because of the sorrow that Nephi talked about, that how sin brings him into sorrow and how our sins bring us into sorrow. And we humble ourselves before God. This past week, as I was thinking about these things, my mind was brought to a nursery rhyme that we learned as a kid. And it was this: Mary had a little lamb whose fleet was white as snow. And everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go. And this nursery rhyme is based upon a true event. There was a girl named Mary, and she lived in Massachusetts and in a town called Sterling. And one day she took her pet lamb to school with her. And apparently it made quite a stir there. And everybody took note of it. But somebody wrote a poem about this event. It was published in 1830. But the thought came to me. We too have a lamb, and his name is Jesus Christ. And he's God's son. and he's white as snow. He's without sin. He's pure. He's clean, and he's undefined. And everywhere that we go, he's willing to go. He's willing. We can take him to work with us. We can take him to school with us. We can take him when we visit with friends and family. Or if we're just out doing errands, we can take him with us. He will go if we but let him. And so it is that as we grow, that he wants to go. He loves us. And this was made note of by all the children, because the children began to ask, why does the Lamb love Mary so much? What is there about this that makes him love her? And the question came back, or the teacher answered and said, he loves her. He loves her because she loves him. And we have to ask ourselves that question. How much do we love the Lamb of God? How much are we willing to keep his commandments? How much are we willing to serve him and honor him? And he's willing to go wherever we'll go. And he's willing to be with us. You know, Jesus said we need to take up our cross and to follow him. And certainly this should be the desire of our heart, that we would be like Peter, and that we would be willing to follow him into prison or death. And while sometimes we do fall short because of our flesh, that this should be our desire. I was thinking about my work, and I work in construction, and I can go out there and start off the day and be clean and have on clean clothes and go to a job and usually you get dirty, and some jobs more dirtier than others, but you get dirty by the time the day's over. And you go home and you take soap and water and you wash it off, the dirt off your hands and your face and wherever you're dirty at. And you can take your clothes and you can put them in a wash machine and they're clean again and you're ready to go. And as we leave here, well, we're going to be clean, but we're going to go into the world, a sin-sick world, and we're going to get dirty. And this is where we come. And we are cleansed in the blood of the Lamb. And let us remember our Lord as we partake of these sacraments. This is where we come, and this is where we meet with our Lord, and where we're fed. And let us remember all the good things he's done for us, even as Nephi could recount the things that he's done. For he is our shepherd, and he will lead us. And he's also the Lamb, and he died for our sins.
Thank you.
In just a moment, we're going to kneel, facing the emblems as much as possible. But when our priesthood take their place this morning, I'm going to ask Brother Dennis if you would serve our sister, who's going to be 100 years old first today. If you would do that, Brother Dennis. Our dear sister has lived a long life, and we want to commemorate that. Brother Paul could not be with us this morning, so would you kneel with us as Brother Lee Botiford asked the prayer over the bread?
O God, the Eternal Father, we ask Thee in the name of Thy Son, Jesus Christ, to bless and sanctify this bread to the souls of all those who partake of it, that they may eat in remembrance of the body of Thy Son, and witness unto Thee, O God, the Eternal Father, that they are willing to take upon them the name of Thy Son, and always remember Him and keep His commandments which He has given them, that they may always have His Spirit to be with them. Amen.
Again, we'll serve Sister Vera first. As Brother Eric Baker offers the prayer over the wine, would you kneel with us, please?
O God, the Eternal Father, we ask Thee in the name of Thy Son, Jesus Christ, to bless and sanctify this wine to the souls of all those who drink of it, that they may do it in remembrance of the blood of Thy Son, which was shed for them, that they may witness unto Thee, O God, the Eternal Father, that they do always remember Him, that they may have His Spirit to be with them. Amen.
Are there any members who were inadvertently overlooked? It is customary here to take the emblems to the shut-ins if they are ill and call for that blessing. This morning, it's our understanding that the emblems will be taken into the home of Russell and Muriel Beebe, and to Jim and Sandra Peck, and into the home of Bertie Mays. Would you continue to remember these people throughout this week and throughout the days ahead?
Brothers and sisters, there are buildings in this world that have stood the test of time for centuries because they are built upon a firm foundation, a rock. And so it is that you and I have built our lives upon a firm foundation in the Lord Jesus Christ, our rock. You know, I've been in a unique position the last few years, and I've seen the Lord's hand at work over and over in your lives. And it seems as though this little branch of the Lord's vineyard has become like a melting pot. And the Lord has helped us to provide a firm foundation here. We hope that many can come and find peace and rest and be fed from the Lord. And we have been blessed, and we are so thankful for this. And that melting pot, if you will, vision that in your mind, is similar to that refiner's fire that continues to refine his silver, so that when, just at the right moment, he removes us from the fire, and he is able to see his countenance in each of you. So thankful for the trials that he brings our way, so that we can become strong. And I want to invite you to be strong this coming month. And if you have problems, if you have anything that distresses you, I want you to know that we as your priesthood would invite you to come to us and to pour out your hearts and your concerns. We want to be approachable so that we can work out any kind of difficulties you may have, so that we can become one. From those words of the book of Helaman, because of the rock upon which you're built, which is a sure foundation, a foundation whereon if men build, they cannot fail. Brothers and sisters, the reality of the day we live in, the Lord surely will come to his temple soon. And as you go through your day, we have been cleansed here today. May you be fully aware that on one side you have the Lord whispering inspiration to you, and on the other, the evil one. So I plead with you to be mindful of that each day. Choose each day to follow the Lord's promptings, and that inspiration that he sends to you be not separated from your Lord, is my prayer. And in that great and terrible day ahead, great because he comes to his people and embraces us, and terrible to those heathen nations, for all shall bow the knee. I look forward to the great day ahead with you, and we love each one of you.
Thank you.
gracious God, our Heavenly Father, we stand before Thee as Thy children, in the name of Thy Son, Jesus, to praise Thy name for this moment that we have been cleansed in His blood. Father, as we would go from this place back out into the world, I would ask for Your Holy Spirit to be our guide, our director, and our shield and defense, that we might be valiant in our testimony of Your Son and our Savior. Father, I ask for Your good gifts and blessings to be placed upon Your children now, that You might bless our homes and our stewardships, our families, our loved ones. Father, that we might be Your children, as we have remembered that covenant that we have made to Thee this day, taking upon our names, ourselves, the names of Your Son, to always remember Him and to keep His commandments. Father, we pray for that strength to endure to that perfect day. And I pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.